Hey, friends, happy new year and welcome back to Proof to Product. This week on the podcast, we are rerunning three of my top podcast episodes that are focused on sales and marketing strategies specifically for wholesale. On Tuesday, you will hear me coach Shirley from Quiet Line Designs on making her wholesale debut. On Wednesday, I'm talking about product development and wholesale marketing strategies. And on Thursday, I'm sharing marketing tips that you can utilize for virtual trade shows because we're heading into virtual show season, right? Before we get started, though, I wanted to let you know that we are opening enrollment for our Paper Camp course very soon. I only run this program twice a year, and we sell out every time. We have taught more than 1,000 Paper Camp students over the last 10 years, and we continually make changes to adapt to industry standards and the times. And this round is no exception. Everyone that attends Paper Camp this winter will receive all of our core content about selling wholesale and exhibiting at large trade shows during normal times. But I've also added a new set of content and modules about selling during the pandemic. So specifically, I'm going to share strategies for introducing your wholesale line to new store buyers, shifting our marketing messages and our emails, and I'm going to talk about how to market your business for these virtual shows. I'm also bringing in several of our Paper Camp alumni as guest speakers so that you can hear strategies that have worked for them. I can tell you with confidence that our Paper Camp program is the most comprehensive wholesale training program out there, specifically for physical product makers. I have coached brands that are in Target, Container Store, Nordstrom, Paper Source, as well as boutiques around the world. And really, those boutiques are the bread and butter of our community. And we will help you get your products on the shelves of your favorite stores too. If wholesale is a revenue stream that you are working to grow in 2021, I invite you to join us for Paper Camp. Head to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp to get all the details and join our wait list so that you're the first to hear when the doors open. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/papercamp, and you can also find the link in our show notes this week. Enjoy these reruns. I hope they inspire you and create action in your business. We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you, the creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, welcome back to Proof to Product. I'm your host, Katie Hunt, and today it is just you and me, and I want to talk with you about virtual trade shows, all of them that are popping up. Specifically, I want to discuss how you can build out strategic marketing plans for these online shows. And the tactics I'm going to share today are for the wholesale market, but they can be adapted for retail markets that are moving online as well. Just remember that your retail customers are a different audience, which requires different messaging, and you're going to have to highlight different features and benefits that are going to be of interest to that customer, right? The things we talk about on the wholesale side and the benefits and features and discounts and things that the wholesale side wants are different than what a direct-to-consumer customer is looking for. So just keep that in mind as you listen. But before we get started with this episode, I do want to let you know that I am opening enrollment for a Paper Camp online course very soon. We have taught this program to more than 1,000 people over the last 9 years, and we have continually made changes to adapt to changing industry standards or changes in the industry overall. Basically, whatever's happening, we're reflecting that inside of our Paper Camp program. And this round is no exception. Everyone that attends the Paper Camp e-course this fall, they will receive our core content about selling wholesale, exhibiting at trade shows, and building out a product line. All the things that we normally talk about. But I am adding new content that will also include sales and marketing strategies for during the pandemic. Specifically, I'm going to be teaching people about
making wholesale introductions during the pandemic, and we're going to show normal pitch letters as well as modified pitch letters. We're going to talk about shifts in our marketing message and how to also market your business for these virtual trade shows, some of which I'm going to talk about today, but I'm going to go even deeper inside of the PaperCamp e-course. I'm also going to be bringing back several of our PaperCamp alumni to the PaperCamp e-course to share their strategies. I want you to hear from them firsthand, things that have worked for them during these crazy times and things that are not working so well. And I can tell you with confidence that our PaperCamp program is the most comprehensive wholesale training program out there. It was specifically built for stationery designers, but we're having a lot of other gift products and other types of makers come through, and they are thriving with the content we're sharing with them. I have coached brands that are in Target, Container Store, Nordstrom, and Paper Source, as well as boutiques around the world. And many of my clients are thriving during this pandemic. I mean, we have seen increase in revenue in the hundreds, 400%, 700% year over year, and it's been incredible. So we will help you get your products on the shelves of your favorite stores too. So if wholesale is a revenue stream that you're working to grow, I invite you to join me this fall for the PaperCamp e-course. You can head to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp for more information about this 4-week live online program. Okay, now let's dive into how to market your business during these virtual trade shows. Now, as background, many of the larger wholesale trade shows that were originally scheduled for this summer are now canceled. Some were originally pushed back to the fall, and some were trying to move forward as planned, but now it seems that pretty much all of them have canceled, which in my opinion is a good thing. In-person shows are such a valuable way to connect with our customers. It increases our sales, expands our relationships with existing accounts that we have, and there's just so many benefits to being in person, right? But it's not safe to be in large groups right now or traveling right now. So I was pleased to see that some of these shows are moving online and that wholesale platforms like Fair are running a virtual trade show this summer as well. And inside of Proof to Product Labs and also in my mastermind group, we have been having ongoing discussions about whether or not the investment in these shows is worth it. And really, that is a very personal decision that you are going to have to weigh on your own. But I want you to ask yourself what your goals are for attending a virtual show. How can you maximize your investment in that show through your marketing and how you prepare yourself? And I want you to assess whether the expense tied to these online shows fits in your budget. And then kind of tied to that too is this the right place to be allocating your marketing funds for an online show? Or could you take that money and do some other things and have a bigger return on your investment, right? Now, some of these shows are free to participate in. The Fair show, for example, that's happening in late August, and it's open to anyone that's on Fair, and there is no fee to participate. But some of these shows, the larger shows, are charging fees ranging from, you know, $1,000 to several thousand dollars. So it is something you need to consider, right? This is not just a small fee to participate. These are larger fees. But for today's show, I want to talk mostly about the Fair show because it's free and it's open to anyone on the platform. And I really do want you utilizing and maximizing all the free marketing opportunities that are available to you right now. So let's talk about how you can maximize marketing for a virtual trade show. Well, it is very similar to what we teach in PaperCamp when you are preparing for an in-person show, in that I want you to use a tiered outreach system. And by that, I mean I want you to have multiple layers of marketing as you're reaching out to your audience. And I'll explain what those are in just a few minutes. But with these shows being online, we have to make changes to both the frequency of outreach as well as the messaging and what we're telling people in our outreach, right? So I want to walk through my recommendations for you. And you can adapt these to your own business, of course, and your own circumstances. But these are the things that I'm recommending to my coaching clients. The first one is email. I'm going to suggest sending more emails than you're probably comfortable with. But this is the primary method in which you are going to reach a much wider audience for your online trade show. Now, when we attend in-person trade shows, exhibitors tend to not want to send too many emails to their list about that show because they just don't know who from their mailing list is actually going to be attending in real life, especially if it is a regional show, right? Like if it's a smaller show, you don't want to bombard people with a ton of emails about a small show, knowing that only a small percentage of your list is going to attend, right? But with online shows, everyone from your list has an opportunity to attend. All of your potential buyers, all of your existing accounts, they are able to attend. So we need to be consistently telling them why they need to attend. What are the benefits that they will experience by attending an online trade show? And specifically, what benefits will they have from purchasing from you? So before a virtual trade show, I want you to send a couple of emails, it could be two or up to three, letting them know that you are preparing for this show. Let them know when it is, tease new products you'll be releasing, talk about any show specials that you'll be offering. This is very similar to in real life shows where we share our booth numbers. I want you to share your website that people can go to find you. And I want you to tell them to specifically save the date and add it to their calendar. Now, during the virtual trade show, I want you to send at least one email every day, again, highlighting new products that are available, showcasing the best sellers or whatever's been like a popular sell throughout that day. And again, make it very clear that the one thing you want them to do is click a button in the email to visit your online virtual showroom. Post-show, I want you to send thank you emails to people that shopped with you. I want you to send follow-up emails to people who opened and clicked your previous emails but did not place orders. Those stores, the ones that clicked through and went to your website and all that but did not place an order, those guys are warm leads and they are interested in what you're doing. So we need to follow up. Now, the second piece of this is snail mail. In addition to your email marketing, so what we talked about before was 2 to 3 emails before the show, at least one email a day during the show, and then afterwards sending at least one follow-up email. But if you can do a couple, I would recommend that. I know that sounds like a lot of emails, and I know you're going to worry. One of your fears around this is going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to bombard people. They're going to feel like it's too much. They're not going to want to hear from me that much. But the fact of the matter is these people signed up for your list because they do want to hear from you and they want to know what's going on. And it is easy for things to fall through the cracks right now. People are, yes, we're home and we've got more time on our hands, but we're also distracted by so many other things. And so sending multiple emails ensures that they're going to see it and it's going to remind them if they forgot to place their order to go back and do that. So that's why email is going to be the most important piece in my opinion for this. Now we can layer in snail mail. So in addition to email marketing, I would love for you to send a postcard or a promotional mailer, like a snail mail piece, like a physical mailer, a few weeks before your show, letting people know how they can participate. And again, teasing out any show specials that you're offering. Are you offering a discount? Are you offering free shipping at a certain order amount? You also, on this postcard or mailer, want to include your website. And I will tell you, if it is a long URL, perhaps, you know, like given to you by one of the shows, I would like you to shorten it down. And you can do this in one of two ways. You can either use a bit.ly link, which is bit.ly. It's a free website where you can drop in a link and then change it to something shorter. Or you can use a forwarding URL from your website to redirect them. So for example, I would use my prooftoproduct.com website and I would set up, you know, maybe prooftoproduct.com/shows. And I would set that URL to redirect to whatever the website is that I'm using on Fair or through whatever platform I'm using, because you're going to have your own space on that site to direct people, right? But if you're sending them to fair.com/store-name/shop-this, like it gets too long and it's hard for people to remember. Whether that's in email or snail mail, having a shorter link is going to be beneficial for you. So send that mailer, physical mailer, out a couple weeks before the show, letting people know how they can participate. And again, the major call to action there is go visit our showroom at this website and on these days. I also would like you to have a follow-up postcard, and we do these for it could be a postcard or a mailer of some sort, but something physical you send them after the show. And this is something we do for in-person shows, and it is a great way to remind people that you're there. For in-person shows, it's also a great way to capture people that did not attend the show, but are interested in seeing what you're doing. And so the same is true for this virtual trade show, right? If you are sending these emails out and some of your list just does not attend the show, that's going to happen, right? you can kind of recapture them in a different way by sending out this mailer after the show saying, hey, you know, here were some of the best sellers from the show. Here were, maybe you extend your show special for an extra week or something. It's up to you and how you want to tie that in. But really using that snail mail piece to remind people you're there, you're shipping orders, and you have new things available for them to check out. You could also do a more robust mailing if you wanted to after the show. Maybe it's sending a catalog and a couple of samples, but I want you to keep your costs down. So that's why I'm saying a simple postcard could work. But if you're sitting on a bunch of catalogs right now that are dated 2020, right now and into the fall is a good time to do a big mailer with those before you're not able to use them. All right, so we've talked about email, we've talked about snail mail and direct mail campaigns. I also want to talk to you about social media. Social media is going to be extra important for you during an online virtual trade show. Before the show, and these are some of the things we do for in real life shows, but we're adapting them. Again, remember, we're adapting them for this online model. So before the show, update your website URL and your profile, your social media handles, change your social media bios, letting people know where they can find you and that you're participating in these shows. Remind them how to shop with you, basically. I also want you to share consistent posts of new products or behind the scenes of you getting ready for the show. Maybe you're producing or packaging new items. Share that stuff, whether it's a static image or a video. People want to see that. I also want you connecting with your existing accounts on social media and have a conversation with them. Ask if they're planning to participate in the specific online show that you're working on or any others, because too, knowing where they're going to be shopping online is helpful for you. It's good market research. Plus, you're building that relationship further, right? I also want you to get creative in your social media marketing. Maybe like step outside your comfort zone a little bit and post some videos. Put your face on Instagram stories and share what you're working on. And don't be afraid to repurpose content too. If you film a video and you share it on Instagram, for example, share it on Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or any of the other ones. Like repurpose the stuff that you're building so that you're not having to recreate the wheel on every platform. Now, during the show, this is where I want you to get like heavier in the frequency of posting. I want you to share videos of yourself showing off the new products. Like pretend you're standing in the trade show booth and you're pointing out the things that are new or the things that are the best sellers from the day. I want you to talk about your show specials. If you're offering free shipping at a certain dollar amount, talk about that over and over and over again. Let people hear you sharing the things that are going to benefit them. The store owners want to know that you're shipping things quickly. They're looking for, you know, low minimum orders right now to help stock their shelves and that, you know, they're looking for deals. So if you have show specials, definitely talk about them. And then too, in your social media posts and videos and things like that, make sure your call to action is the same thing every single time. Direct people to the link in your profile or swipe up to go to your online virtual showroom. And you want to use the same verbiage every time. Come shop with us in our online virtual showroom. Come see our new stuff in our online virtual showroom. Whatever it is, just kind of create some key messaging there that you can repeat over and over again. And the last space I want to talk to you about is do not forget about your space in the actual online showroom. I want you to customize it as much as you possibly can. I know there are restrictions with some platforms, you know, Fair and others. They're going to have restrictions as to how you can customize them. But personalize your banners at the top. Add in video if you can. Maybe it's the same type of video of you talking about the brands. Put your best sellers and your new products at the very top of the page. So it's the first thing the buyers see when they land on your online trade show homepage, right? Clearly lay out your pricing and your minimum so that people can shop quickly and easily. It's just like if you went into a store and you picked up a shirt off the rack, you would want to look at the price tag to see the price before you made a decision, right? We want to make sure that your pricing is clear and your minimums are communicated clearly so that buyers can make a quick decision as to whether or not they're going to place an order. And then I want you to make sure that all of your branding is cohesive and ties back to the marketing that we just discussed. So everything on that online virtual trade show page, whatever your homepage is for that, make sure that ties back to the emails you've been sending, the social media posts you've been posting, the snail mail postcard. And again, remember, you can repurpose this stuff in multiple ways. So those are just some of my tips for how you can leverage these online trade shows. There are lots of things that you can do to market to your audience before, during, and after the online trade show. And this is your opportunity to really shine. So I want you to start planning now, and I want you to be thoughtful in what you send out, the frequency in which you send it, and how you're positioning your brand. I know that we are all anxious for things to get back to normal. And I know that all of us would like to be in real life at these trade shows where we can give each other hugs and be connecting with one another, but that's just not possible right now. And I know that these virtual trade shows will be a good experiment for what we can do remotely. And they offer a new way for us to engage with and sell to our wholesale customers. So I want you to start working on these things now so that you feel prepared and ready. And also think ahead to how can I build a system now that I can replicate for other types of things, whether it's another online virtual show, whether it's a new release that you're putting out. Think about how you can kind of build a process and a system for this based upon what I shared with you earlier. And guys, if you need additional support with sales and marketing strategies specifically for wholesale, come join me in the Paper Camp e-course this fall. Class will kick off on August 31st and we will wrap up September 25th. So it's 4 weeks. You will receive training videos, handouts, recommended vendors and manufacturing partners that we love, plus lots of discounts that we offer our community members. And you're going to get live coaching from me and guest experts every single week of the Paper Camp e-course. So there's more info at proofedproduct.com/papercamp. Thank you so much for joining me today. Connect with me on Instagram at proofedproduct and let me know which virtual trade shows you're participating in. I cannot wait to hear how this online trade show experience goes for you, what you find success with, and what you want to build upon for the next time. So have a great week, everybody. I will be back next week with a new episode.